když měsíc rozlije světlo své po kraji a hvězdy řeknou, že čas je jít spát. Pramínek vlasů jí ustřihnu podají.
Divadlo Semaphore is an inauspicious theatre in Prague's Davice district, from which, over the past half century, some of this country's biggest pop hits have emerged. To honour the output of songwriting duo Jiří Suchý and Jiří Schlüter on the theatre's 50th birthday, nearly 20 young Czech bands have got together to make an album of cover versions of Semaphore songs. Music critic Pavel Klusák is the man behind the project.
Some people or music fans relate to singers or stars. Some people, and I belong to them, relate maybe more to songs. And songs of Suchý and Schlüter from 60s are still so good and fresh that I thought it's a matter of time when someone brings them back on the scene. And the reaction of electronic musicians, contemporary songwriters, people who never did a cover version and do just their own stuff only. All these guys say, it belongs to our roots, we can do something maybe very strange and new and contemporary with this old material. That I'm not the only one who thinks that Semaphore is a bridge between pre-war avant-garde and pre-war musical and the modern pop music and the modern singer-songwriter scene. It's really strange. In the 60s, that were full of rock and roll and beat music abroad, Semaphore merged early rock and roll and swing music together. Probably because the 50s in our country were quite tough and with a lot of restrictions, and young people never could enjoy fully this music and the lifestyle that gets together with it.
Zpívat mé melancholické
The album of cover versions will be called For Semaphore and will go on general release in November. Some of the country's best-known bands have taken part in the project, says Pavel Klusák, whose music label Klíče is releasing the CD.
There are quite different people, different groups on the album, but still we hope that the result would be able to listen as a whole, as a sort of story with different characters, let's say. That's why we have popular groups like Tata Boys, Ecstasy of St. Teresa, Midi Lidi from the Youngers family, and then, let's say, more alternative people like groups Dva, Květy, the very raw bluesman Jiří Konverzek, who plays his own homemade guitars and strange drums and so on.
What exactly are you sort of aiming to have as an end product?
Umberto Eco said that books communicate not only with the readers, but between themselves too. And I think that music and songs and some musical events work very similar way. So I think that the crash between contemporary styles and the songs from 60s could tell us something about 60s, about the new fresh scene, about our listeners' habits and our memory, maybe a lot.
představte si, co jsem měl dneska obědu. Představte si, představte si, co jsem měl dneska obědu. Kendiky se zelím kyselím, pak jsem jet u stolu, kdo ví co v rosolu.
One of the best known bands taking part in the project is Brno-based electro group Midi Lidi. Petr Marek is one third of the outfit and, he tells me, a Semaphore fan since childhood.
Semaphore Theatre is a sort of cabaret which is connected with a certain area in time. So from late 50s to nowadays, but the most famous era was in 60s, and until now most of the songs became something like national anthems, funny anthems. So all people know songs from Semaphore. It's, I don't know, it's like Chaplin for Czech theater.
When you were little, did you ever go to Semaphore? I mean, were you raised in Prague? Did you visit often, or was it a special treat to come here and see Semaphore? Mm-hmm.
I was not connected with that like physically, because I did not live in Prague, and I heard it just from records, many records. They released many records with the songs, and from TV, and I read this theater plays on paper, and I was curious to go to Semaphore sometime. And first time I was when I was 18, and it was long after the main era, but I was satisfied somehow.
So why did you decide to take part in this project to make, I suppose, cover versions of Semaphore songs?
This is a case of very special luck, because one day after our concert we made a special fun in our group, because we did remember one song from Semaphore, and we did laugh for 2 or 3 hours on making new lyrics for this song. And next morning, Pavel Klusák did phone me if I can do some cover version of Semaphore, and I laughed again. So it was very special luck, some mystical luck, and that's the reason we agreed.
So what song have you done, and what have you done with it then?
It's a song, Co jsem měl dnes k obědu, What I Did Have for Dinner. So the text, the lyrics are, imagine, what I did have for dinner yesterday. And the singer sings, what everything he could eat, and rhymes the food for some stupid verses. So we made a new version, which is a manager version. Imagine what I'm going to do with some band. So the manager invites bands, and we sing about Nirvana, we sing about Prodigy, we sing about many bands, and how the manager fails in doing something with the bands.
This is a bit of Midi Lidi's version of Co jsem měl dnes k obědu. It will be one of the tracks on the 4 Semaphore album, which should hit shops by November. Listen out then for some of the best known Czech hits of the 1960s, as you've never heard them before.